A happy new year to you and welcome to the first Organ First programme of 2020. Departure from my usual signature tune should give you a clue as to the content of the show, for it's one of those programmes that came about purely by accident. Some new CDs have appeared in the past couple of months, and I noticed that they all had tunes which were connected with famous movies, hence the iconic 20th Century Fox fanfare opener. So, let's jump on one of the most famous American trolley cars, and with Norman Scott firmly at the controls, this is a reminder of a song written by Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine and made famous by Judy Garland in the 1944 film Meet Me in St. Louis. Trolley Song, an archive recording from the library of Norman Scott, who made that quite a number of years ago now when there was a 3-manual 12-rank Compton organ installed in the Plaza Cinema in Birkenhead. Now, as everyone knows, I do try to balance out each of the programmes with equal proportions of theatre pipe and electronic organ tracks, but when it comes to new recordings, you just have to run with whatever comes to hand. Having said that, here's the first of two new electronic releases in the show. Byron Jones, also known as the Welsh Wizard, lost a very close and dear friend last year, his partner, Terry Ahern. Byron makes no bones about the fact that it was Terry who took control of everything to do with concert bookings, personal appearances, recordings, and was his roadie and general factotum. So, as a musical memory, Byron has put together a CD of 11 tracks, which were all personal favourites of Terry's, under the title of For You. It's the Versi Scala which we're about to hear, with that lovely tune from The Rose, made famous by Bette Midler, who recorded it for the soundtrack of the 1979 film of the same name, and which it plays during the closing credits. Thank you. The Rose, to which Byron added Callan Lan, the Welsh song, the words of which were originally written as a hymn in the 1890s, but which has become firmly established as a rugby anthem, associated with the Welsh Rugby Union, being sung before almost every match involving the Welsh national team. Now, whether or not you knew the person memorialised in this CD, and I was always happy to spend time in Terry Ahern's company, the CD is nicely played and has a programme of tunes that will be sure to please every one of Byron's many fans. Full details, of course, are on our programme web pages. I guess as we're at that point in the programme of remembering someone, now would be the right time to remember American organist Charlie Baylock, who passed away in November from complications following a stroke. Originally from Trenton in New Jersey, his musical instruction began at the age of 11, but his first professional playing career was at the Phoenix Organ Stop Pizza in 1973. In 1976, he moved then to Grand Rapids, Michigan, performing at the Roaring Twenties restaurant, and in 1991 returned home to Arizona with his family and joined the team at the Mesa Pizza and Pipes venue. Back in 1982, he sent me a copy of one of his very first recordings, together with a personal letter and a copy of one of the restaurant menus. And just reading what was on offer makes you feel fat. Anyway, I'm going to include a track from that LP, which was simply titled Charlie, and as we have a film theme running through the show, what better track than Sing a Rainbow? Singer Rainbow was featured in the 1955 film Pete Kelly's Blues, where it was sung by Peggy Lee, but beautifully played there by Charlie Baylor, who died rather suddenly in November last. You may recall me playing a track from one of the recent special releases that Ian King of MSS Studios has begun to make available. Well, this next one is the second volume, played by William Davis at the Regal Henley on Thames Compton 3-manual 7-rank organ, installed there in 1972. The instrument originally came from the Ritz Isolde Tunbridge Wells, and these two recordings, originally only available in cassette format, were recorded in 1986, just a few weeks after the cinema was closed for good and the organ removed. So from Volume 2 of Music from the Movies is William Davis with As Time Goes By. As Time Goes By, a song heard as a reoccurring theme throughout the 1942 film Casablanca. It and a further 12 other famous compositions associated with the world of film music are all on the new digitally remastered CD by William Davis in Music from the Movies, Volume 2. Now, in the same series of reissues from MSS is this next very interesting one, which features Gerald Shaw playing live in concert at the Wurlitzer Organ in the Gaumont State, Kilburn, in 1966. Two tunes neatly woven together are All the Things You Are and The Very Thought of You.
Thank you.
Gerald Shaw and All the Things You Are, which was featured in the 1944 film Broadway Rhythm, and The Very Thought of You, used in the 1934 film A Lost Lady, which starred Barbara Stanwyck, and it's also heard as a short instrumental excerpt in the Humphrey Bogart film Casablanca. Now don't forget that a full rundown of this CD, which is entitled A State Visit, can be found on the Organ First web pages, together with pricing and details of everything that is currently available from MSS Studios. It never ceases to amaze me what I continue to learn about the organ world. And the other day, whilst doing some research for an organist that I'll be featuring right after this next track, I discovered that the organist actually appears as a guest, albeit not credited, on an LP that I've had in my collection for a great many years. The LP is on the concert recording label and it features a Hammond organist by the name of Dick Balsano, which is shortened to Ricardo for the LP title. Several of the tracks feature piano duets and one has the distinctive sound of a theatre organ. The mystery, unaccredited organist is none other than George Wright, playing his former South Pasadena studio organ. So here's that track, featuring George on pipes and Ricardo on Hammond. The title is Calcutta. Calcutta, played by George Wright and Dick Balsano. Mention of the legendary George Wright brings me to another track sent to me by broadcasting colleague Steve Ashley, who presents his Hot Pipes podcasts. Steve has recently been tasked with mastering some of George Wright's live concert recordings ready for distribution as new CDs, which, sadly, are not available via the MSS outlet. So what you're about to hear is a medley of tunes written by Irving Berlin and featured in a number of famous films, all of which are personally introduced by George Wright from the concert he gave in 1976 at the Portland, Oregon Pizza and Pipes venue.
So ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome Mr. George Wright. Ago, I went to the movies and I have been humming and whistling and thinking the songs ever since. These were some terrific movies that have maybe been seen a lot on television, but it was nice to see them in a real hardtop theater with no commercials and beautiful, clear 35mm prints. I'm speaking of Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, and it was a double bill of Carefree and The Fleet's End. So here are several of those songs that have stayed with me these weeks. You hear portions of We Saw the Sea, Change Partners, Let Yourself Go, and Let's Face the Music and Dance.
Thank you.
A nice Irving Berlin medley there, played live in concert and taken from a new double CD titled George Wright Live at the Portland, Oregon. In recent months, our very own Jimmy Smith has begun to release recordings again, and this latest, albeit only available as a computer download this time, fits nicely into the theme of this month's show because the title is Jimmy Smith Does the Movies. Once again, Jimmy uses his Yamaha EL70 throughout the 20 or so tunes spread across 15 tracks. Formats again, because Jimmy's included a number of tunes that form part of very famous films, but often than not, they get overlooked. Cinderella, Sun Valley Serenade, Agatha, Now a Voyager, and Carefree, to name but a few. Anyway, my choice, which I do hope you'll enjoy, commences with But Beautiful, which comes from the 1943 famous Bing Crosby and Bob Hope film Road to Rio, and that is followed by two more, which I'll leave you to see if you can identify. Well, here's Jimmy Smith.
Thank you.
trio of tunes from Jimmy Smith's latest release, Jimmy Smith Does the Movies, Volume 1, they being the aforementioned But Beautiful, and that was followed by Emily from the 1964 film The Americanization of Emily, starring Julie Andrews and James Garner, and finally Dancing in the Dark from the 1953 film The Bandwagon, starring Sid Charisse and Fred Astaire, which just happens to be the film that was showing at the cinema in the very first week that I commenced a lifetime as a projectionist in 1953. Now, Jimmy either releases his recordings as CDs or, as in this case, just as a download. Full details are on his webpage, which is easy to remember because it's www.jimmysmithuk.org. And if you want to catch up on all that Jimmy has been doing in his musical career, there's a fascinating page devoted just to this, with some rare and interesting photos and stories. So again, full details from www.jimmysmithuk.org. Before we close, there's just time to slot in a couple of numbers from a CD titled From Stage and Screen, made by Nigel Ogden at the 3-manual 8-rank Wurlitzer in the Buttermarket, Shrewsbury, originally released as a cassette back in 1992, and then some years later in CD format with some bonus tracks, one of which is the opener, Tiptoe Through the Tulips from The Gold Diggers of Broadway, and that's followed by Wonderful, Wonderful Day, which, if I'm not mistaken, comes from Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. Here's Nigel Ogden. there we are. That's the first of the Organ First radio shows of 2020 at an end, but not without quickly saying a big thank you for the many emails you've sent during 2019. And even though they might not be for a request, your comments are always most welcome. Thank you also for the Christmas cards, and it goes without saying that my wife and I and Ian King at MSS Mission Control Headquarters, together we wish you a very happy and prosperous New Year. Bye for now.
Been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.